Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Privacy-minded Prince Harry has decided the best course of action is to write a memoir. In a statement, Harry said, "I'm writing this not as the prince I was born, but as the man I have become," he said in a statement. "I've worn many hats over the years, both literally and figuratively, and my hope is that in telling my story, the highs and lows, the mistakes, the lessons learned, I can help show that no matter where we come from, we have more in common than we think. I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity to share what I've learned over the course of my life so far and excited for people to read a first-hand account of my life that's accurate and wholly truthful." Proceeds from the book will go to charity, and on behalf of the team at Palace Intrigue, thank you, Harry, for another year and a half of content. The Mirror reports that the royal family were caught completely unaware by Prince Harry's announcement. Sources close to Prince Charles were surprised at the news. One aide said, "We are more likely to answer questions next year when the memoir is due to be published." Another, when told the news tonight, said, "Oh gosh." A source told the Mirror the thought of the book has sparked a tsunami of fear in royal circles. Ever since leaving royal life, Harry and Meghan have made claim after claim of how they allege they have been treated. They say that is their truth, but there is only ever one truth. Since their interview with Oprah Winfrey, tensions have been running very high, as much of what they said has since been proven to be unreliable at best. There is now a tsunami of fear among the royals over what Harry will write. Many hope he may correct a few things, but do not hold much hope. A spokesperson for the Duke added that he would not be expected to obtain permission for the project from Buckingham Palace. The palace did not comment, but Piers Morgan did in a tweet. "Ready to tell his story? Prince Privacy hasn't stopped yapping, whining, and trashing his family all bloody year." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Royal Central says changes to the Regency Act are likely to be imminent following the Duke of Sussex's decision to write an explosive memoir about the royal family. The provisions of the Regency Act have long needed updating, but never has the matter become so pressing. At the moment, there are two possible scenarios for someone else ruling on behalf of the monarch. The first is if the Queen is deemed to be unable to continue to rule, and the second is in the event of Prince George succeeding to the throne before he is 18. In the first instance, the regency would pass to the Prince of Wales. The second scenario, Prince George becoming monarch before the age of 18, is where the issue lies now that Harry has well and truly cut ties with his family, the United Kingdom, and the Commonwealth. In 1937, a new Regency Act was passed as King George VI's reign got underway. His heiress, Elizabeth, was just 10, and legislation was drawn up to cover who would rule for her should she succeed before she turned 18. However, while previous Regency Acts had focused on the situation in question, this one set out to make general provisions that would govern all future scenarios, and that is where Harry comes in. The Act of 1937 states that should the throne pass to someone under the age of 18, then the regent will be the next person in line of succession aged 21 or over. And right now, should Prince George find himself on the throne before the end of July 2034, that would be Harry. There is also the issue of councillors of state to consider. This role is given to senior members of the royal family and allows the Queen to delegate some of her powers when she is out of the UK or not able to discharge them fully herself on a temporary basis. Two are usually appointed by letters patent when needed, and those letters patent can be revoked at any time. These councillors can exercise many of the monarch's functions, including attending Privy Council meetings and receiving letters of credence from new ambassadors. The role belongs to the monarch's consort and the foremost senior people in the line of succession. To take on the role, they must be over the age of 21, British subjects, and living in the UK. The current list is the Prince of Wales, the Duke of Cambridge, the Duke of Sussex, and the Duke of York. Now that the Duke of Sussex has cut ties with his family, he cannot fulfil these most important of constitutional roles. As such, we must expect an amendment to the 1937 Act to safeguard the monarchy in such an event, as unlikely as it may be. There are indications that Harry is well aware of what is coming. In the promo for his new book, the Duke said, "I'm writing this not as the prince I was born, but as the man I have become." And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.